This is Peter J. Fisher, and I am living the Peter J. Fisher experience. What's going on? Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. If this is your first time, this is Peter J. Fisher and the Peter J. Fisher experience. If you're a regular listener, thank you. Thank you for coming back. It's like I took an unintentional break. But during this break, I was able to do some soul searching, and I was really able to be truthful with myself. And those first episodes, I was trying to be too careful. And when I say too careful, I don't mean in the sense of censorship or anything like that. My objective and my goal is always to be family friendly or safe for work, for lack of better words. So, you know, I tend to steer clear from or clear of the profanities and certain things. But when I say I was trying to be too careful, I feel like I was trying. I would tiptoe around things that I really felt and tried to sugarcoat them to make them more appealing to the masses. There was times when I may not have always said exactly what I felt on my heart at the time because I didn't want to offend. And as I went through this journey of self-reflection and meditation, it was like I was being told repetitively, speak your truth. No, everyone is not going to like it. That is perfectly fine. Because my message, and when I say my message, I'm not talking about my message. I'm not talking about Peter J. Fisher's message. I'm talking about the message from the universe, from the Most High. Because my message is not for everyone. My message is directed toward those who receive it. And when I heard this, I understood right away. First, I saw the error in my ways. I saw that I was trying to be more popular, more likable, as opposed to being real within myself. And there were so many things, man. There was things that I wanted to say about my personal life that I felt like if I'd said them, they would offend people. But at the same time, what you have to understand, what I have to understand, we're always called in this life to do things that are going to make us uncomfortable. And I may have done people a disservice. There could have been somebody that was going through something specific, and I was going through it at the same time. And instead of saying how I felt and spoke about it, I chose to sweep it under the rug, and I did that person a disservice because they needed to hear what I was going through and what I felt about it. So, from this episode and moving forward, I do apologize if I offend anyone, but I don't apologize for speaking my truth. Let's get it. Yeah, man, there's so many things that's on my mind right now. But one of the main things that's on my mind deals with this phenomena called the law of attraction. Now, for the most part, I like to talk about the relationship structure, specifically the relationship structure within the African American culture. This is going to be a little bit more of a broad situation because the law of attraction has nothing to do with physical attraction. Now, don't laugh. If you're a little bit more knowledgeable in the realm of the law of attraction, don't laugh, don't judge. Because once upon a time, when I was a young kid, when I was in my teens, and when somebody had mentioned the law of attraction to me as a young teen, that's exactly what I thought. I was ignorant, not ignorant in the sense or in the way that most people use it. I was ignorant in the definition, the pure definition of it, of the not knowing, the unknowing of what the law of attraction was. The law of attraction, simply put, is the attraction of, it's basically almost like the reap what you sow philosophy. Like attracts like. So what you put out is what you get back. That's the law of attraction in its most simplest form. So where I want to go with that is I want to go in this direction. You see, when you think about the law of attraction, you think about, like I just said, you know, what you emit out to the universe, you get back. And a lot of times, people just think about this in the terms of energy, vibration, and frequency. But what people tend to leave out is the word, right? And I'm not talking about the Bible, I'm just talking about literally spoken language, words. You see, we all, those of us that have the ability to speak, we all speak words. We all speak, little do you know, we all speak our truths. And sometimes your truth, a lot of times your truth can be in conflict with what you actually desire. You see, a lot of us talk, a lot of us speak, but a lot of us don't know how to talk or speak. Stick with me, it's all going to make sense by the end of this episode. You have to understand that the Most High, whoever, whatever you call that, God, Jesus, Yahweh, Buddha, Allah, the universe, the Most High, whatever you call it, whatever name you put to the entity, it is the same entity. It is the Almighty. What you have to understand is two things. The Most High and the Almighty have an extreme sense of humor. That's where most of us in the flesh get our sense of humor. Also, it will take things literally. What you say is what you get. Let me elaborate. Let me give you an example, matter of fact. I'm sure a lot of you have heard or witnessed situations like this example that I'm going to give. You've ever, especially in the African American community, I digress, you've ever seen an interaction between two people before? Where, all right, let's take something that we can relate to. I think on a universal level. Easter Sunday. Yes, good old Easter Sunday for Christians, right? So I'm sorry, maybe everybody can't relate to this, but Christians should be able to relate to this. Christians, and you may, I may be talking about and to you. Christians, love Easter Sunday, I tell you. Now, they come with their, not their Sunday's best, their Easter Sunday's best. Yes, okay. Now, they're coming in, they're looking cleaner than some floors with the best cleaners that you could ever use. They're fresh. They are fresh to death, as some would say. And you get somebody, they come up to, you see two people, they're interacting, and then one person comes up and they start with a dialogue, something like this. They say, oh boy, you're looking fresh. You're looking good. You're looking sharp. Right? Because, you know, Christians on Easter Sunday, they get extra accentuate. You know, they accentuate their words. You're looking fresh. Right? Now, check this out. Some people would think that this response is modest and humble, right? So what most people do, or what a lot of people on the opposite or the receiving end of a compliment will do, is say something along the lines like, no, you know, I'm doing what I can. You know, I'm just broke, but I'm doing what I can. Or you're looking like $1 million. I'm broke, but you know, I do what I can. Understand what you just did. You commanded. You didn't even know it. You commanded the Most High, the universe, the gods, the Alpha and the Omega. You have commanded. You have put the spell of the words out into the universe and told the universe, look, I want to be broke, so continue to give me broke. That's what you just did with that response. Instead of being like, I look like $1 million and I feel like $1 million. Huh? Instead of replying in a manner like that, because now check this out. Just like I just said on the opposite end, when you commanded the Most High to continue to give you broke, when you were like, oh, now I do what I can, but I'm broke. The universe don't understand. You broke. Okay. That's all I heard. Now, if you responded in the manner of, yeah, you know, I look like $1 million and I feel like $1 million, huh? Now the universe is like, that's what I like to hear. Because it's going to give you as close to $1 million as it can. Now, don't forget, application and work still have to be applied. But if you have the right mentality, the universe is going to give you the tools, the signs, the direction to get towards that $1 million that you feel like. You see how in that one scenario, you could have two different possible scenarios based on how you answer or how you respond to what was given to you. The universe sent that person to you to tell you you look like $1 million because the universe wanted to see how you was going to respond to it. And you can respond to it in the, yeah, you know, I'm broke, God. And you can respond to it like that, and the universe is like, okay. Or you can respond to it in the, I look like $1 million and I feel like $1 million. That's what I'm talking about. Understand that your word is your bond. But it's much deeper than that. Because some people could listen to this and be like, oh, well, I'm going to start saying all the right things. It's a little bit deeper than that, though. It's a little bit deeper than that. Because you can say all the right things until you're blue in the face. But if your heart doesn't believe it, if your subconscious mind doesn't believe it, if your conscious mind doesn't believe it, then the frequency that you're sending out to the universe is still going to be that of lack. Therefore, you would be better off in that first example saying, yeah, you know, I'm broke. Because your energy, your thought process, and what you believe in is still broke. This can go, this example could go, it could be applied to each and every aspect of your life. Those of you who know me, you know I like to talk about the relationship because that's my outlet, that's my release therapy. You know, I'm going through some things right now that until I was able to really self-reflect and absorb the knowledge from the Most High, from the universe, I just couldn't understand, because even to me, I've known about the law of attraction for a few years, and I thought that I was in tune with the law of attraction, but you see, I'm thinking about the law of attraction from the materialistic standpoint. I'm thinking about money and this and that. But yes, the law of attraction, although it does not mean physical attraction, the law of attraction still does apply to the world of love, because the word, the tongue, is still mightier than the sword. Peter J., what are you talking about? What do you mean? Let me tell you what I mean. Just like the church example, just like the Easter Sunday example. Let's go to another scenario. Young man. You're a good man, and I see a good woman in your future. You're going to have a great life and a great marriage. You're going to have a happy life. And this young man is like, you know, I've seen so many bad things. I've never seen true love work. I've never seen true love. So I just don't even know true love exists, and yada, yada, yada. Once again, this young man is speaking. He's speaking the lack of true love into existence. That's what he thinks. That's what he speaks. That's what he feels. Therefore, what do you think this young man's chances of finding true love is? He can find, and this often happens, he can find the most wonderful person in the world, and that person could love him to death. But because his mind state, his energy, his frequency is that of which true love does not exist, he can't feel it. True love is in his face. The universe has put it in his face. God, the Most High, has put it in his face. He can't see it because his deep-rooted beliefs are that in which true love does not exist. It's not that true love doesn't exist. It's not that he can't have true love. He keeps attracting the opposite of true love because he doesn't believe it. That's the law of attraction at its best. Understand this. Check this out. True love can be in the face of a person that does not believe in true love, and they'll never see it. Yet, they can be on the flip side, it can be a person that believes that there is a love out there that will conquer all evil, and they haven't met it yet. But guess what? That person's root beliefs, that person's energy, that person's feelings towards love is much more receptive, although they haven't seen it yet.
They don't know what it is. They may not even know what it feels like. They know what's out there. So when it does finally hit them, they're going to be so receptive and open to it that this person is just going to be magnetic. And I'm of a firm belief, and I'm not saying everybody has to believe this. This is my belief. I'm of a firm belief that the difference between a successful relationship in an unsuccessful relationship is the belief, the root and the core beliefs of the two people in the relationship. Two broken people don't make one whole person. I'm sorry. That might hurt some people's feelings. Some of y'all out there might think it does. Some of y'all out there might think it's 50-50. And if I'm 50 and she's 50, if I'm 50 and he's 50, we're going to make 100. No, you will not. I hate to tell you, no, you will not. It will not work. Two broken people don't make a whole. Two half souls don't make a whole. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way when it comes to love. It doesn't work that way when it comes to two people coming together. We're not talking about a pizza pie. We're not talking about, you know, we're not talking about a puzzle. We're talking about two souls, two spirits trying to intertwine to make one complete spirit. And two brokens is not going to make a whole. I apologize if that hits you the wrong way. One broken and one complete is not going to make a whole. I apologize if that hits you the wrong way. The difference between a failed relationship in a successful relationship is on one end, you have at least one broken person. On the other end of the spectrum, you have two complete people. That's the difference between success in a relationship and failure in a relationship. I know there's going to be a lot of y'all out there that be like, well, no, I mean, if one person is broken, the other person, so I guess I swear the person, the whole person can bring the broken person up. No, you cannot, because that broken person is always going to look for, that broken person has always got something, a crutch that they can lean on that could get them, they can wiggle them out like a worm out of any situation. It's nothing that complete person can do that can fix that whole, that half person, that broken person. It's not going to happen. That broken person, that half person is looking for somebody to make me happy. Somebody has to make me whole. Somebody has to. Doesn't work that way. Does not work that way. The only person on this planet that can make you complete is you. If you can't do that, do not look for him to do it. Do not look for her to do it. Do not look for them to do it. Do not look for us to do it. It won't happen. It will not happen. There's too many people on this planet walking around like zombies because they don't understand they have the power to heal themselves if they give themselves and they believe in a Most High. I'm not giving that Most High name. Don't sit there and don't chastise me. If you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in this, if you don't believe in that, that's fine. But you gotta believe in something greater than yourself. You think you got here by yourself? If you did, then you're a lot more broken than you think. Now, understand this. Understand that happiness cannot come from another being. Happiness can only come from within, which means happiness comes from the Most High, because everything that resonates through us, within us, comes from a higher source. If you're not in touch, I don't care how many times you go to church. I don't care if you go to church 7 days a week. I guarantee you, you can be the most religious person you think you are, but if you ain't spiritual, best believe you'll never be complete. A lot of y'all like to, you like to go out there and you like to talk to somebody. You like to tell them what you think you know. Oh, well, Jesus this and God this and Jesus this and God this. You know what's missing in that equation? You know when you walk around talking about Jesus this and God that? You know who's missing? The last time I checked in the Christian faith, there's a Holy Trinity. And guess who's missing in that equation? The Holy Spirit. Spirit. Spirituality. There's a lot of religious people out there that think that they something and they ain't got not near a bit of spirit in them. So how can you be close to God? How can you be close to Jesus when the Holy Spirit is the earthly messenger that's going to deliver you to, if you believe in the faith, that's going to deliver you to Jesus and God? Somebody tell me. I'm asking y'all right now. I'm asking y'all, how you gonna get there if you won't allow the Spirit to get into you? But you're so Christian, you're so faithful, you're so religious. Wouldn't know the Spirit if it smacked you in the face. Somebody needs to tell me how that works. Now I'm sorry, I went off on a tangent. But listen, now, in the world of relationships, understand, if you want, if you need, if you desire a successful relationship, there needs to be two complete people. Because it's two complete people, it's just a balance of power. You guys just bouncing ideas off each other, bouncing love off each other, bouncing this off. It's a beautiful thing. The problem is, especially in this Western world, and this in America, oh Lord, there's so many broken, fragile people. That's why. Think about it. Roughly 50% is what they call it. Roughly 50% of marriages fail. But it makes sense. How many broken people you know live right here on this so-called greatest country on the planet? How many broken people you know from childhood? I'll raise my hand. From childhood. Broken. Destroyed. Shattered. From what they've seen, from what they've witnessed, and they're gonna go and try to, are you gonna be, you gonna be better? Because I raise my hand, I testify. You gonna be better? You go, because that's the mentality that you grow up with. You sit there, especially boys that grow into men. You sit there and you harbor that anger and that resentment. I'm gonna be better. I'm gonna be better. Huh? And you fighting these demons, and all the time, you find this woman that you think you love, and you find it, and you're fighting these demons. You're gonna be better, and she don't even know who she fighting. She don't even know who she fighting. She don't even know she in a war. She don't even know these demons. But wait a minute, ladies, you ain't exempt, because some of these ladies got some of that same anger and some of them same demons, and we're going to get it, and we're going to get them, and they can't beat us. And neither one of these two people know who they fighting. Neither one of these two people know whose demons they fighting. They fighting everybody's demons. They don't even know who they fighting. But they know they're going to be better. And the other person don't even know who they're going to be better than. Yeah. I'm sorry, man. Yeah. It's you know. It's a lot, man. It's a lot to take in. It's a lot to take in. But you gotta understand, A, you can't right all the wrongs of your ill-fated childhood on your own. I've heard I've never read or documented myself. I don't know what the statistic is. But I've heard that mental health and mental illness is rampant in the African American community, because it's almost shunned. Oh, you got mental health. Oh, you gotta go see a shrink. Oh, and it make you feel like crazy. But let me tell you something. If you think you gonna fight these demons on your own, you might be crazy. You know what I mean? So at some point, you gotta find somebody to talk to. And I'm guilty. I'm severely guilty of this. So this is where the real comes in. Sometimes you gotta talk to somebody that's a professional. You can't talk to your uncle. You can't talk to your cousin. You can't talk to your brother. You can't talk to your best friend, because they don't know what the hell they're talking about, unless they got some type of doctorate degree or something. Unless they done gone through some official training. Understand this one more time. There's so many seeds that's been planted in this episode. But what you need to understand is, A, on this journey of life, you don't have to walk it alone. And B, you'd be highly surprised at the power of words. I did mention earlier that energy and vibration, as well as thought, can steer you on your path. But it starts with the words. It starts with the words that come out of your mouth, the words that you have implanted in your brain. You see, a lot of us want the opposite of what we say. Therefore, we continue to get the opposite of what we want. And let me explain this in closing. For the person that's looking for true love in their life, instead of saying, I'm going to have that true love in my life with the most utter confidence. I'm going to get that confidence. Thank you, God. Thank you, universe. Thank you for the confidence. Thank you for the love that I receive. Thank you for the love that I've already received. Thank you for the love that I'm going to receive. Thank you. Instead of going to the Most High and thanking the Most High for what is already given you, because it's already there, you haven't seen it yet. Instead of thanking the Most High for what is already given you, you want to go to the Most High crying and asking and begging and demanding. The Most High does not. The Most High does not respond to demand. Think about yourself for a second. You go to work and your boss is demanding. Oh, why is it not done? Let's go. Get it done. How fast you think you going to work? We are of the image. So what you think? Where you think we get that from? So no, you going to the Most High and demanding and telling, oh, I need, I want. Why haven't you? Well, that's why. That's why you haven't gotten it. You don't know how to talk to Him. You don't know how to talk to it. That the Most High, the Source. You go to the Source with thanksgiving, with humility, with the humbleness in your heart. Thank you. That's how you talk to the Most High. You don't talk to the Most High. I need. I want. You already lost. So understand, the way you speak, you are already, you're casting your own spells. Instead of being like, I think the Most High for the love that I've already received in my life. It's not hard to do. It's not hard to say. And if you say it enough, it's not hard to feel. If you say something enough, it's not hard to feel it. That's why, if you think about it, oh, I'm broke. Oh, I can't find love. There's no true love. There's no good men. There's no good women. The more you say it, how you feel when you say that? How do you feel when you say those things? Think about that. It's not hard to feel the emotion behind what you're saying. So why not flip that? If you know that that's how it works, or if you didn't know, now you know. If you know that's how it works, why don't you flip that? So that you can start emitting the right frequencies out to the universe, so the universe can be like, oh, you want love, don't, that's what you want. Oh, you want a good man. Oh, you want a good woman. Oh, let me give that to you. Thank you for asking me the right way. Oh, and thank you for saying thank you. Okay. And on that note, thank you for taking the time to sticking through it with me for over 30 minutes. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I already knew you was going to do it. You know why? Because I already spoke to the Most High and I asked him. I told him. I thanked him for you listening. I already knew you was going to do it. But once again, thank you for staying in here with me. I hope that I keep you along this journey. I know I might lose some people, and that's fine. If a person is lost, that person was supposed to be lost. But for a person that was gained, that's what I was used for. That's what I was used to do. And I thank you. And from now on, for those of you that I've let down in the past by not keeping it all the way real, never again. Stick with me. We're going to keep it real all the way to the end. Be blessed.